From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea official defects to the South. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. A ministry spokesman, Jeong Joon-hee, announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He also for a desire for South Korean democracy and because of concern over his children's future. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentence. This announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jail for thousands of people it's arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. Turkish Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag announced the decree in a series of tweets Wednesday morning. He cautioned that the releases are not pardons, but rather conditional releases. In addition to those inmates with less than 2 years left on their sentence, prisoners who've served more than half of their sentences would be eligible for parole. The decree will not apply to those in jail on murder, terrorism, domestic abuse, or sexual assault charges. South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following clashes in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi today while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. He accused reporters of falsely reporting that fighting continues in Juba and elsewhere. A tenuous ceasefire has been holding in Juba since violence took place in July. This is VOA News. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day on Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State, as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, that's formerly known as the al-Nusra Front. The Russian aircraft took off from the Hamadan Air Base, located around 280 kilometers southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner indicated that the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State and the Nusra Front.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel in the training camps of Islamic State and the Jabhat al-Nusra terror group. The World Health Organization is issuing new guidelines aimed at preventing stillborn and newborn deaths. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Each year, approximately 2.6 million babies are stillborn, and 2.7 million babies die during the first 28 days of life, mostly in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, according to the WHO. The WHO's Director of Reproductive Health and Research, Ian Askew, says the key to preventing these deaths is knowledge.
Because there is no record of the birth or the death of the infant, then it's very hard to know why exactly the death occurred.
Askew says countries that are able to review the causes of maternal and infant deaths can improve the quality of health care and take corrective actions that ultimately can prevent millions of these tragic deaths from happening. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com.
The Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African-American community.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigning today in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump shook up the top of leadership of his campaign today, less than 3 months before Americans choose who will take over the White House in January. He hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the conservative news website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The addition of two top advisors appears to diminish the influence of Paul Manafort, who's been Trump's campaign manager since the Republican candidate fired former campaign chief Corin Lewandowski. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.